This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We had best begin today, I think, with a definition. Worker productivity is the metric of the day, and in very basic terms, it is the number of widgets produced per hour worked. I mention it because we learned this morning that in the first quarter of the year, productivity rose at the fastest pace since 2014. Inserts a caveat here about quarterly numbers bouncing around a lot, but generally speaking, we are seeing increased productivity. Now, that is weird because more productivity usually leads to higher wages, which really isn't happening at the rate you'd think, and sometimes it can lead to inflation, which is definitely not happening. So, what gives? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson hopped into a metaphorical boat to explain.
Breaking records and taking names.
Picture a crew team.
In 3, 2, and 1, jump and send, go!
8 rowers or workers and a manager, the coxswain, calling each stroke.
Now, settle, boom!
Aparna Matter is an economist at the American Enterprise Institute. She says if you want the boat to go faster, the owner could maybe get those rowers some better oars or a faster boat.
It's the same number of people in a boat, but having access to better tools just makes the boat go that much faster.
Or maybe the owner could figure out some way to improve results, row faster, without a big investment. Dean Baker is at the Center for Economic and Policy Research.
In a tight labor market, employers have incentive to try to economize on labor. They have an incentive to figure out, can they reorganize their workplace to be more efficient?
Baker says if companies can produce more with the same workers, they don't have to compete to hire new workers in a tight labor market, which often means paying more. And those companies can absorb the modest wage increases we have been seeing without raising prices, which may help explain why inflation is so low. Ken Kuttner is an economist at Williams College.
We tend to think of inflation as happening when people are trying to buy more stuff than is being produced.
If you get a raise and you have extra money to spend, that increased demand for goods can push prices up. But if you want to buy more stuff at the same time that the economy is making more stuff,
I think it's the balance between those two that is preventing inflation from rising.
But if wage gains started to really outpace productivity growth, that's when you start to worry more about inflation. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.